Our guest today is singer Jose James. He blends together elements of jazz and hip-hop. He's released 4 albums since 2008, and his latest is on Blue Note Records. It's called No Beginning, No End. To begin, I asked him how his music was influenced by hip-hop and if he was someone who was always trying to figure out where the samples in hip-hop tracks came from.
Exactly. Trying to track down where they got the sound, trying to figure out how. Because, you know, hip-hop is based on other music. You know, it's taking other songs and making new songs. So I was always curious, what were those original songs, you know? And then I'd always feel really cool when I'd hear the originals. Oh, that's, you know, Isley Brothers or, you know, whatever. Yeah, so just started out being a musical nerd and then really loving the samples, all the Blue Note samples and, you know, the Roy Ayers and all that stuff, and kind of getting into that, you know, and kind of getting a broader perspective of music.
How long did it take for you to get from that love to making your own music? Because singing what you sing, it's not a genre in and of itself, and it's a little hard to kind of find your place. And did it take a while?
It's taken a long time. I mean, I started singing right in high school when I was like 16, 17, like with a band, you know. I sang in choir and things like that, like from 14. But when I really started to, you know, have Jose James, the artist, on my mind, I was about 17. And I just experimented a lot. You know, Minneapolis is full of a lot of different kind of scenes. There's a great theater scene. There's a great modern dance scene. Mm. So I kind of was able to work with choreographers and directors and different musicians from Chicago and Detroit, and really just try a whole lot of stuff. And I feel really lucky, you know, to have that sort of gestation period. Hip-hop was always sort of a part of that, and rock, just because they were just the most dominant music of my childhood. But, you know, when I sort of started putting it all together, it was 2006 when I got my first record deal and started saying, what do I want to do? And even though I consider it a jazz album, there's a lot of, you know, funk and hip-hop influences on there, too.
First couple albums that you made with Giles Peterson were of a certain style, and then you signed with Verve Records, and something very different happened with you. You made an album of standards, and I'm thinking in a way that making that album has kind of led to what you're doing now for Blue Note, because you weren't really happy doing that.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of funny because I actually made that album with Jeff Neve on piano privately while I was on Brownswood.
Really?
I literally had a day off in Belgium, and we had just done a radio show, his radio show. And at the end of his show, he always has his guests play a standard. And I hadn't sung standards for about 3 years at that point professionally. And we did Lush Life, which is one of the hardest standards. And I said, man, this is so great. What are you doing tomorrow? He said, nothing. I said, I got a day off. Let's just go cut an album for fun. And that's what we did. And he leaked it to Universal, because he was signed to Universal. Then they offered me this deal, and I said, great. So they wanted to put out that album. And, you know, everyone in Europe loved it. Everyone in the States hated it. And then I think Verve, I hadn't really had a U.S. release at that point, but Verve was kind of trying to figure out how to market me, how to put me in a thing. And they really wanted me to be like a jazz singer, which, as you can see, there's just more of me to come. So I was actually, I'd written about half of this album while I was at Verve. They hated it. I left Verve, finished the album myself, and paid for it and produced it, and then gave it to Blue Note, and they said, we love it. So, you know, it's just about, I look at it as like athletes on a team. When you have the right coach and the squad, you thrive. And right now, Blue Note is definitely my squad.
Well, I put this record on, and right away, I loved the first track. Let's hear this version of It's All Over Your Body from our guest today, Jose James, live in the World Cafe studio.
break bread on the water and rub me down and touch me where you want. It's been a while. You ease back for a moment, but I need it now. Yeah, I can't speak much louder, but you can hear the sound. I won't stay if you wanna go. I can't wait for it anymore, nah, baby. And all the time that I used to know, it's gone away like a river flow, yeah. I can't stay no longer underground. I can't wait till the sun hit and I'm found. And lick lips on and on, and love divine, yes. And this love in the morning is finally mine. I won't stay if you wanna go. I can't wait for it anymore, nah, baby. And all the time that I used to know, it's gone away like a river flow. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's all over, all over, all over your body. It's all over, it's all over, it's all over me now. In the morning, said I saw the sign. A sweet memory, a moment, you know I'm holding mine. Yeah. And we go on and on, Lord, into the light. And one single emotion through the night. I won't stay if you wanna go. I can't wait for it anymore. Nah, baby. And all the time that I used to know, it's gone away like a river flow. Yeah, say, say, John. It's all over, all over. It's all over your body. Yeah, all over. It's all over. It's all over.
It's All Over Your Body. Jose James is our guest today. And Jose, wander around the room here. Who's playing what today?
Today, I've got Solomon Dorsey on bass. Went to the New School in New York with him. And also Takuya Kuroda on trumpet, who did all the horn arrangements and plays flugel on the album, too. Justin Tyson, great drummer from New York on drums. And the winner of the Thelonious Monk International piano competition, and Aretha Franklin's favorite pianist as well, Chris Bowers. He's just fantastic.
Yeah, on Great Sound and Roads today. Sounds fabulous. You talked a little bit about space in music, and it's one of the things I obviously you hear it on that track, but you hear it on a lot of tracks on this album, a lot of what you do. Talk a little bit about that, because sometimes when you go see a jazz band, the drummer is a lot of cymbal work, piano players all over the place. You really have got things down to a real spare place.
Yeah, it's pared down. I mean, I've actually been reading David Byrne's book a lot this year, How Music Works. One of the most interesting things I think he says in the book is just actually how volume affects how we listen. And how music has steadily gotten louder and louder to the point where you actually can't physically hear certain things that are happening.
Hmm.
And I thought about that. I was like, yeah, it's actually true. I mean, there's gigs I've been to, couldn't hear the keys. You could just hear drums and guitar and vocals usually. And then there's three other guys up there doing something, you don't know what. So I really wanted to go back to this kind of beautiful intersection of soul, singer-songwriter, and pop, and R&B that happened in the late 60s, early 70s with Donny Hathaway, Roberta Flack, Laura Nyro, Carole King, all these kind of people, you know, and just kind of make a great studio album, you know, really embrace the quietness of the studio, especially with Pino. Pino plays very quietly, and everything is really brought out in the mix. So, you know, I have to shout out Brian Bender, who engineered the album. He totally killed it and really made a hi-fi experience. So, you know, the album is mixed well enough and mastered by Tom Coyne, who's my favorite mastering engineer, who did Adele and, you know, everybody, and worked with D'Angelo, too. So you can basically bump the album as loud as you want, but that same intimacy never gets lost, which is my kind of wish.
One of those 60s, 70s people you didn't mention, but I know is all over this in a way, is Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
And I'd like to talk about a guy that I've heard you mention in interviews, Leon Ware, who worked on the I Want You album. And tell me a little bit about his aesthetic and what that means to you.
Well, he comes from jazz. You know, he comes from jazz. Marvin came from jazz. And so many musicians that they worked with at Motown started as jazz and church musicians. So Leon, I got to meet him in L.A. Last year, and we've become friends. And just to sit with him and write music and talk about how that aesthetic, you know, from him and from Quincy Jones, people like that, how they were able to use, you know, the jazz harmony, the jazz voicings in a way. Also Willie Mitchell with Al Green. It really kind of helped me to take this step. And I think he mentored me a lot. Pino mentored me a lot. Because I think as a jazz artist, or jazz-based artists, I always want the quality to be there. I always want it to feel really authentic and the musicianship to be high. So Leon just kind of said, I understand where you're coming from. I understand where you're going. And you have the voice to sing anything you want to do. Mm. So just let it come out. You know, don't worry about what it is. Don't call it jazz. Don't call it soul. He said Marvin never did it, and he never did it. So that's the key, you know, just letting it happen. And that's why I called it No Beginning, No End. It just has a freedom, you know, of any styles, any way that the music wants to appear.
The record's kind of like that, looking at that elephant from all different sides, too, because you could drop any track and you put it into a different genre.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm sure, something of what you were going for. Speaking of Willie Mitchell, I've been watching on YouTube, you've been covering an Al Green tune.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been
Al
doing
Green
this for a while?
Is, man, he's a great dude. I met him and just want to give him his props.
Well, and also Willie Mitchell, another producer who knows how to use space in the studio really well.
Absolutely, and dynamics, man. That's big.
So, can you do that one? You do a version of Simply Beautiful.
Yeah, let's do Simply Beautiful.
If I gave you my love, babe, I'd tell you what I do. expect a whole lot of love out of you, baby. You got to be good to me, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna be good to you. There's a whole lot of things you and I could do, baby. If I gave you my love, babe, I'd tell you what I do. I'd expect a whole lot of love out of you.
Simply Beautiful, our session today with Jose James and this great band, and a song you will not find on No Beginning, No End, but hey, if you go see Jose live, I'll bet you if you put something in the tip jar, he'll do it for you. But great song.
If enough girls show up, then I'll do it.
I was going to say there is kind of a romantic thing going on here on this album, which is really nice. So
I think it's good. You know, I think that's what I wanted to go for.
It's not all Quiet Storm, but that stuff's definitely in there. Talk a little bit about this song called Trouble, because I've heard you talk about, you know, we talked about Marvin Gaye and Al Green, and even going back to older soul guys and singers of that ilk. You say there's a bit of trouble in their life?
Absolutely. I always think of them as my, like, troubled musical uncles. You know, their lives are just so fascinating. The tensions, you know, between romance and marriage and the church and their parents and, you know, jazz and soul and R&B and pop. And, you know, also like trying to break through at that time, you know, to a pop thing was so difficult. So, you know, you can feel all that with Jackie Wilson, you know, all these Sam Cooke, all these guys. So,
yeah, they've all got stories, right? All
this totally, stuff. You know. And they're all, you know, there's a thread of tragedy through the whole thing. And I feel like D'Angelo is totally in that troubled singer thing, too. And, you know, I wanted to kind of write something that kind of referenced that, but it was also fun. You know, it was also, it's really fun to sing. And I would say it would be a much different album without Trouble, you know, on it. That's actually that's my first time I said, let me write something that's under 4 minutes, that's catchy, that has a hook, you know, and people were like, what's it going to be? And then I came with Trouble, which actually started from a Mad Lib beat that I was listening to on the train, because it's very repetitive in the beginning. And that was the only thing I had. And then I fleshed that into this whole song. So we've done it, you know, on all the late night TV, and they love it. And it's just like, it's sort of like the whole album encapsulated into 3.5 minutes.
This is Trouble.
Come on, talk to me, baby. Say don't say yeah, yeah. Troubling me, we got to try and figure out some kind of way to go that we know. Troubling me every time I step around where dangers flow, so we can let it go. Say, I need someone like you to understand my heart, babe, and my soul. It's all. Understand my heart, babe, and my soul. It's on my mind, baby. Always trouble, 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 trouble. Lord, my light, lately call on me to struggle, 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 struggle. Come on, talk to me, baby. 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 Come on, talk to me, mom. Say, come on, talk to me, baby. Come on, talk to me, baby.
Live on the World Cafe, Jose James, and that pop song he does on No Beginning, No End, but quite a great one. So you talk about all these guys, you know, and you're right, having these artistic quandaries, romantic quandaries. How do you, I see that ring on your finger. How do you keep your thing together?
Man, it's tough. You know, we just got back from a 5-week tour. We're back for 2 weeks. I'm actually recording Takuya's new album for Blue Note. And then we go back out on the road for 6 weeks. So Skype, definitely, FaceTime. You know, I think the difference between then and now is technology has really helped people stay together. You know, not to be an Apple spokesperson, but, you know, it's really made a big difference. So, you know, all the guys are always calling their family. And, you know, I think the fact that you can actually see somebody's face somehow makes it easier than just their voice. So big up to Skype for keeping it free.
Jose James, congratulations on No Beginning, No End, and we look forward to what happens next.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here, man.